Andrews McMeel Publishing presents Anne of Green Gables, a graphic novel. Adapted by Mariah Marsden. Illustrated by Brenna Thumler. Performed by Sharon Alexander, Rachel Jacobs, and Alan Carlson. Around the little green town of Avonlea, there are plenty of people who pry into their neighbor's business while neglecting their own affairs. A talented few can juggle both at the same time. Rachel Lynde was skilled in this art and always kept a watchful eye on her own neighbors, Marilla and Matthew Cuthbert, a brother and sister who lived just down the road at a place called Green Gables. Mrs. Lynde could always tell when something was afoot. She was sitting there one afternoon in early June, and yet here was Matthew Cuthbert at 3:30 on a busy day, placidly driving up the hill.
He's wearing his best suit of clothes, plain proof that he's going out of Avonlea. And he has the buggy and the sorrel mare. I guess he's going a considerable distance. Now, where is Matthew Cuthbert going, and why?
Here we go.
Yoo-hoo! Your brother is headed to town on a weekday afternoon, Marilla.
We're getting an orphan from an asylum up in Carmody to help with the farm.
An orphan? You hear such stories. Orphan boys setting fires to barns, sucking on eggs.
Yes, Rachel.
But at least boys don't poison whole families. And what about that orphan girl who dropped strychnine down the family's well?
Well, we're not getting a girl.
What a glorious disaster this will be. I pity that orphan boy, that's certain.
Matthew Cuthbert and the sorrel mare jogged comfortably over the 8 miles to Bright River. Matthew encountered the station master, locking up the ticket office, preparatory to going home for supper.
Sir, will the 5:30 train soon be along, by chance? The 5:30 train has been in and gone 30 minutes ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?